A New York jury could begin deliberating this week in the federal corruption trial of the former head of Governor Andrew Cuomo's economic development programs. Karen DeWitt reports.
Dr. Elaine Calieros, the former head of SUNY Polytechnic College, is on trial along with three upstate developers on bid rigging charges. The two top officials of Syracuse-based Core Development, Joseph Girardi and Stephen Aiello, along with Louis Simonelli, the principal of Buffalo-based LP Simonelli, are accused of secretly fixing government requests for proposals, or RFPs, in order to gain lucrative contracts for their companies. The developers are also major donors to Governor Cuomo's election campaigns. The donations are not illegal under New York law, and Governor Cuomo has not been implicated in the case. But government reform groups say the donations from developers who win lucrative state contracts give, at the very least, the appearance of a conflict of interest. John Caney is with Reinvent Albany.
It completely looks like pay-to-play, that companies that are seeking state contracts are making big campaign contributions. I mean, why are they making those really big campaign contributions? What do they expect back from the governor or elected officials?
Caney says the governor and legislature could ban political contributions from businesses who are competing for state contracts in order to avoid any potential appearance of a conflict. Cuomo, in a 2016 memo, which was first reported in the Albany Times-Union, said he would stop accepting contributions from companies who are vying for state contracts, but Cuomo did not follow through with the pledge and continues to accept donations. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.